This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's a little Van Halen just to remind you that it's F Day. Good morning.
What is wrong with you two? Weirdos.
I've been needing you so much.
I've been waiting for you all week. It felt like forever.
Here you are. You're so pretty. Yeah. You smell good.
Which band released their album Blurry Face in 2015?
21 Pilots.
You got it.
Nice, guys.
Oh, are these the rock and roll trivia.
Mm-hmm. Which band reunited in 1999 and recorded the album Beyond Good and Evil?
Reunited?
Iron Maiden.
Sabbath.
A, The Cult.
Oh.
B, The Cure. C, Def Leppard. Or D, Squeeze.
Oh my God.
This one's hard.
What was the first one?
The Cult.
I'll say The Cult.
It was The Cult.
Oh.
Nice. I was going to go Squeeze just because.
Two for two.
I'm thinking Beyond Good and Evil, though. You know?
Oh, this is the last one I'll do because I'm sure we have.
Okay, one more. And then if she gets this right, she gets that $11.
Yeah, then I get the 11 bucks going into vacation.
Who financed Van Halen's first demo recording?
Is it multiple choice?
Yeah, you want them?
Yeah.
A, Robert Plant. B, John Bon Jovi. C, Steven Tyler. Or D, Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons. Give me my
11 bucks. Yeah, girl.
Well, there was no way it was going to be John Bon Jovi. I mean,
God,
he's a 10-year-old in the 70s. Thank you.
All right.
Look
I got
at
my
that.
11 bucks. Starting
well,
your
I got
day
some,
off with cash.
I have something for you, too. I meant to give this to you before we went in there. Get your iPad out. You got your iPad?
Get my iPad out.
Get your iPad.
Is it on your desk?
Yes.
Oh, you got it.
There you go. Open it up and set it right there.
Pinterest strikes again.
Wait, what? What just happened here?
Set it like this.
Open it up.
Open up set up your thing and put it like this, Vinny.
Just like that.
It's a little pillow for your iPad that I made for you in the She Shack yesterday.
You're making pillows for iPads now.
Well, I made them for my friends. I made them for a couple friends.
Look at my phone, babe.
It's amazing.
Isn't it?
And it's got skulls on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know me.
Well, you can have the salamander one if
no,
you want.
No, I want the skulls one. No.
Are you sure?
No, I got the right one.
Vaughn, you got the camera on us? Look at how cool this is.
Vaughn, I got one for you, too. You can pick the skulls. You can pick, but
you
yours
pick
is only
phone?
Big enough for an iPhone. You can have the skulls or you can have the salamander. Salamander's really cute, too. You
Isn't
want to see
that the neatest thing you've ever seen?
You shouldn't sell things to boys by saying they're cute.
No,
boys go cute.
Awesome.
Boo.
Well, it's a little pillow.
I understand.
Badass.
There you go.
It's badass. It's just a little stand for you. Because I'm constantly trying to figure out how to. Oh, he went salamander.
All right.
Woo! I'm always, you know, like I lay on the couch and want to read my book all the time.
Yeah.
And by read my book, I mean read my book off my device. And I always have to like prop pillows up and figure out how to how to stand it. So this little, I just was looking on Pinterest.
I always get the cramp in my hand.
Yeah, from holding the damn thing.
The phone because I'm reading so much.
Well, and I'm always trying to prop it up like if I'm looking at a recipe. And, and Bryn actually made the point. Like sometimes you're looking at like tab for a song or, you know, trying to read the lyrics or something. But you got a guitar in your hand so you can't hold the thing up.
I love that. Yuzi's laying there and she's like, ow, my hand.
It does get cramped. Like it gets.
John has. He goes, there you go again. Because this is me. Da da da. With this. Ah, I got a cramp. Ah. I will read for.
Tech rest.
3 hours.
Yeah. You sit there.
That
yeah.
is so funny.
Constantly just reading.
So there you go. There's your that's your final your final Christmas present you'll receive at
thank
work.
Thank you. Now what? Let me ask you a question.
I would like to, like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'll use this.
Yeah, I thought you could use
can
it
Can I
work.
Leave this here?
Sure.
Is that the right etiquette?
No, I
if
actually
I leave
figured...
on, I better put it in the office. I can't leave it here for 2 weeks.
Oh, you think it'll walk out?
Wow.
People won't know what it is. It just looks like a weird, misshapen pillow.
Not a lot of stuff gets stolen around here. People might think that, oh, someone doesn't want this because it's still here.
Right.
We have a table that we put things out that we don't want, and that's...
Free for anyone to take.
Yeah,
but please take it.
But put this in the office. I would for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a wicked cute little thing. It's a little problem solver.
Adorable.
Bonus in the apocalypse, there's a cup of rice in that, right. So you can you have one meal.
I'll sort out the stuffing part.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Just shake it out of the stuffing.
That's rice.
Just the neatest
rice in the
thing.
Bottom and stuffing on the top.
Yeah, I would think rice or beans or something like that. So. How long does it take for you to make something like that?
Those are quick.
Yeah?
Maybe 20 minutes.
Wow. You're becoming
so fabulous.
Quite the seamstress.
What would you charge for something like this?
I don't really know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make them. The problem is that...
$20? $25?
$400?
Because the problem for me is that it costs so much money to ship stuff, and I ship for free, and it's just... And this thing probably weighs a pound because it has all the stuff in it.
Stuffing, yeah.
So it's even more expensive. I don't know. I just made them for you guys.
You like it, Vaughn? Neat, huh?
Is it working, Bonnie? Anyway.
I like it. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you
Thanks.
So much.
Merry Christmas,
oh, look,
everyone.
Vaughn's got it.
Hey, did you get your email?
I did. Thank you so much, man.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. So we did our gift exchange in the office yesterday. And everyone seemed super happy.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's just
it
nice.
It turned out great.
It's good giving out.
Except
giving
we just
gifts.
Sat behind mics and did the same thing.
I know. We should have just recorded it.
I was telling Brent, I should have had the interns record for us.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I actually had already said I needed to get this gift buying process the hell over with. And then I realized Bryn was one of the gifts that I got it the hell over with. Felt a little bad, but it did work out, so I'm glad.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Went way beyond.
Got him a gift certificate for Lulu Lemon.
That's right. And,
well, those are the pants. When I was thinking of him, and he was being very vague about, I don't know.
Socks.
I don't know. I was like, come on, man.
We should go around. Tell everyone. So, Bryn, what did you get now?
I got a gift card to Lulu Lemon.
Which is where you get those pants
and
from.
And way more than the budget.
That was a little over the budget.
Wow. Appreciate
right.
it.
Vinny, what'd you get?
Vaughn got me one of my all-time favorite records
on vinyl,
Bob Marley Legend, which is like the go-to with the kids because I want them to have a solid foundation of...
What is good music?
What is right in the world? There's only a few things that are right in the world, and Bob Marley's one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got that, and then I got these rock and roll trivia.
Which we are going to be, you should start peppering those in all day. Those
and
are
then
fun.
I got a card, but it turns out it wasn't for me. He goes, oh, that's not you. Oh, give me that.
Someone else.
Oh, geez.
That's for someone else. Oops, I left that in the bag. And I got, Vaughn is not, did not run in to grab a mic. Maybe he should now.
Vaughn.
Yuzi, tell what you got.
Bryn had me, and Bryn got me what I asked for, the clips and magnets.
You wanted chip clips.
This is chip clips.
We're real specific about what we want.
And I needed some stuff for the fridge to hang pictures or schedules or whatever. Right. So and a bottle of wine, right?
Oh,
yes.
Well, you got to throw that in. Mm-hmm.
No, that was it. But the magnets also have clips on them, so you can.
Yeah, they're really neat.
You could actually clip your chips onto the fridge if you want.
That's awesome! What a great idea. But they were really pretty colors, and John really enjoyed them.
So John accepted them as decorations that could stay.
I was able to bring them from the car to the garage to the house.
In the house.
Oh, my God.
Your present got in the house. Let me turn Vaughn's mic on over
here.
Here
we go.
Hey, Vonnie.
Nice. So Sarah got me all the signs I wanted.
He asked for posters.
There's posters. One of them was a Cowboys.
Yeah.
Sign. We're doing a little better, so that's good.
I know you love them.
And then another one was actually a biologically accurate cannabis plant.
Yes.
Like broken down and all that.
All
with
the
all
the seeds,
big
all
seeds
the,
and yeah. fancy words and things like that. And then one last poster. Forget what that one was.
Actually. It was like, you know, something about marijuana.
There you
you
go.
Know, two weed posters and a Cowboys poster.
Yes, my entire life right there. And some tacky tape.
Weed and Cowboys.
Weed boys.
Right, there you go. Now, when you sit and watch your Cowboys game, you can look up at your posters and hit your
as
bong.
Smoking
or, you know,
weed.
Right.
Yeah.
And boom. Right. And crying piece.
Could be.
So, Yuzi had Hooman.
I had Hooman, and unfortunately, I ordered him. The shirt is Queen and
Slim, yeah,
Queen
from
and
the
Slim.
Movie.
Yeah, because he asked for that, right?
He did, yeah.
I believe
yeah,
that is what he asked.
So he did. And so I ordered it, and
it just didn't
come up.
What does that even mean?
It's a movie that's been in the top 10 the last couple
yeah,
weeks,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it came out, I think last month or earlier this month.
Who stars in that? Who's in that? Do we know?
The guy from Get Out, the main
oh.
black guy from Get
oh,
Out.
Oh, yeah. Right. I like
Daniel.
That guy.
Daniel.
Is he also the dude who was in Avengers?
No.
No. He was in an episode of Black Mirror.
He was, yeah.
And he was in. He was the main dude in Get Out.
In Get Out, yeah. That's his. That was his.
He wasn't in
role.
Kaluuya.
Kaluuya.
He wasn't in Wakanda. Black Panther.
Oh yeah, he was.
I thought he was the guy in the mountain guy.
No.
He
was the guy in blue.
He's not that guy.
He was the guy in blue. The main general's boyfriend with all the rhinos, and all that. He was that guy.
He was that guy's boyfriend.
All the rhinos.
The main female.
He's in that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Queen and Slim.
He is in Black Panther.
So anyway, I got him that shirt. It was supposed to come on Wednesday because we were going to do this yesterday on Thursday, and the doggone thing didn't come. Yeah. So I felt really bad. And
so he had me, so I don't know what he got me. Something amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah, nice. I'm sure he went over the budget.
I'm sure he did. Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Hooman hasn't gotten me in a long time. I'm dying to see what he gets
me. Yeah, I like when Hooman gets me. He goes
overboard, right. There's a handle of vodka, four bottles
of
wine.
So anyway, I asked for his address yesterday, but he never got back to me.
Is he still living at his mom's house?
I don't know anymore.
I thought he might have told us that he moved out. Nobody knows anything anymore. He is a man of mystery wrapped in a riddle. He's a conundrum.
So that's good. Thanks,
anyway.
Everybody. Oh, our friend Alden got back from Hawaii and brought us, there's some delicious cookies.
Yes, each one is like I had one that was a like a pineapple flavored one, and then one that was like a hibiscus flavored one.
I had one that was like a chocolate. It reminded me of a butter cookie with See's candy on it.
Oh boy,
it was so good!
Oh.
And then what are those other things called, Bryn?
The Lihing powder stuff. It's very tangy.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
delicious.
They taste like.
Yeah,
it's,
but it's a staple
sweet and sour.
In Hawaii.
Uh-huh. Oh really?
So
yeah.
Good.
Mm. The sour belts are just regular sour belts that. Or you can buy here, but then they put this powder on it that makes it very unique.
Sour
I think it's
belts?
Like sour plum is a powder. It comes in everything on gummy bears or Sour Patch
Kids.
They
like that kind of like mouth puckering.
And they'll sprinkle all this other
extra. Will they put that on shave ice for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a staple in Hawaii. Everybody knows about the Lihing.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've only been to Hawaii once. I got to go back.
You do got to go back.
I just want to lay face down on the water.
You got to stop letting those kids pick your vacations. They're never going to pick Hawaii.
My husband goes, what do we want to do this summer? And I'm like, well, Riley's working all summer, and who knows what. Maybe Sean will live in Texas. I go, why don't we just, me and you, go somewhere we want to go?
You guys should plan like a romantic trip, something like that.
It'd be great.
Why?
Let's do something fun.
For the last night, the first chance I had to talk about anything other than our immediate...
Right,
what's going on right now? I said, there's a possibility, an outside chance there's a trip coming up. I have a business trip. And she goes, Oh, we do. And what I thought was she needs to get the hell out of here as bad as anybody does. I mean,
you're not leaving me. Business trip? Sounds fun. Where are we going?
Last night, that
Let's
baby.
Let's get a ticket for your mom.
Would not sleep. It was one of those crying baby nights where I was, I go, I'll just wait to go to bed. There's no chance I'm going to fall asleep while the screaming, like there's someone's hurting that kid in another room.
Right. What just, is it?
And I don't know.
She's getting so much older now. Like, come on. Get right. it together, kid. You're over 1 year old.
I pull
up your diaper and suck it up.
It's not even, it's inexplicable.
Right.
It's just a mood
and they can't
that
tell you.
Came over
right.
her.
I'm just going to be a little brat.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So no sleep. Let's check your sleep IQ score. See what you got.
Oh, man. It's probably going to be really low. Huh?
It might not be that bad because when I did get to sleep, I got slept.
Right. That's,
I'm going to look at mine, too.
It's the time change. I'm sleeping so much better now.
Oh, because it's dark.
Freaking dark out yeah. at a decent hour.
Right.
I got a 94.
Oh, my God.
I know. I don't know how I did that.
We're talking about our sleep number apps that yeah. actually.
This is not part of the ad section of the program. We actually use these things.
Trip out on this.
All right. I'm ready.
Christina's sleep number setting is 80.
Oh, she likes it hard.
What is yours?
30.
Oh,
I'm like super. Wow. I just like melt into the bed. And then even when I get in, the bed's like, oh, I'm a little too firm for you. And it kind of like lets down my shoulder. And, oh, my God, that bed.
It says in bed tracking sleep. That's her. She's still asleep.
She's still sleeping.
Aww. Let me pull me up. Mm. Oh, I got an 87.
Oh, great. It's huge. What are your breaths per minute? You must have a much lower breath rate than me. I have like 18 breaths a minute.
15 breaths a minute, 59 heartbeats per minute.
Oh, I had a 62 heartbeat. I was actually surprised by that. My average is more like 69, 70.
70 heartbeats? That's a resting heartbeat?
69 is my average on there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that wrong?
I have no idea.
Why is your heartbeat so heavy when you're...
I don't know. Terrible shape. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I got a 59 resting heart rate and my breath rate's 15.
What's your average for your heart rate? It says right underneath the number.
My average breaths per minute is 15. 62.
Yeah. Well, I had a nice slow one last night. Mm-hmm. I also got good sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these sleep number apps are nice, huh?
They are nice. It's like ridiculously weird how interested I am in what I did last night while I was asleep.
Right.
It's really funny. It tells you what, like, even every time you turn over, it puts a little line on there, like a restless moment or whatever.
I have a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sure.
Me too.
If you get out of bed, it puts a red line. Hey, you got out of bed. Get back in bed.
I have got it down to... I cut sleeves off of t-shirts I don't use anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so I put in earplugs and then I put this sleeve over my eyes so that I can, when I'm asleep, as soon as the missus comes in, she's getting, you know, flings the thing over, gets in bed, adjusts her little, whether she's going to listen to a book or whatever. And I finally realized I need to have not see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm seeing it through my eyelid. So I do this t-shirt sleeve and it seems to be working.
You should get those little blackout things. They totally black everything out.
I know, but
and
when
they fit over your nose without smushing your nose down.
I know,
down.
But those masks have a certain, I don't want to say, yeah, like a density to them. So when you lay on your side, it goes.
So your t-shirt's just sort of bunched up over your eyes. Oh, that's kind of cool. That's a good idea.
It lives much more comfortably.
I see.
I've tried the thing mentioned and at. Once again, when you lay on your side, it goes.
It mushes up. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, there's
that's
a
good
hack for you, everyone.
That's a pretty good idea. I like that.
I got that. We used to use t-shirt sleeves to keep our hair back when we had long hair and we were doing sports or whatever.
It's like the buffs they use on
exactly
Survivor.
Like that. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice and they're nice and
good
stretchy.
Idea.
Yeah.
Not a great look.
Are you going to be making some in your?
Yes, I'll make some.
She-shed?
I'm going to make some.
Oh,
in the
that was a good idea.
A little Jersey eye blockers, the Vinny eye blocker. The Vinny light blocker.
You'd be surprised how many people would benefit from them.
Yeah,
it's cool. Look at you using it.
I'm using it. Look at that. Though.
I know.
We're
I'm telling you,
it's
actually freaking
so
useful.
Great.
Niners versus Rams Saturday night, everybody. And we got to root against the Seahawks.
All right.
Down with those guys.
Yeah. All right. KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This is our last show of 2019. We're going to make this one a good one.
Wow.
We'll be back right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.